This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our guest is Shirley Gutkowski. If you say this name five times over, it'll clear your sinuses for sure. She is the primary practitioner at Primal Air in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and it's devoted to the airway. We established in part one the primacy of the airway in determining so many functions in the body, and if we don't have proper airway function, we can't have optimal health. And so, in part one, Shirley, you mentioned a technique of breathing, Buteyko breathing. And so, give us a basic outline of what that is. I know we can't do an online tutorial. It's something that I think has to be demonstrated in person. More details on your website. But what's it about?
So the Buteyko method is a method of helping your body become more accustomed to a higher CO2 level. So what happens when you're breathing, you breathe in and you breathe out, and you breathe out CO2, which is a gas that is produced by a lot of different functions in your body. And so in order for red blood cells to carry the oxygen down to the muscles, there has to be CO2 at the muscle to let the oxygen off. And so it's kind of a swapping there at the level of the muscle. And if you breathe with your mouth open, you offload too much of that gas. The CO2 disappears, and you don't breathe properly. You don't breathe at the pace that you should. So you breathe more often, and you breathe in a way that's not, that doesn't release the oxygen at the level that you want it to at your muscles. So the Buteyko methods include
Is it fair to say that you could hyperventilate that way, and hyperventilation is associated with sort of hyperexcitation and anxiety?
Yes, exactly. So that's what we're finding, is that many people are hyperventilating and they don't know that they are.
Mm-hmm. And shallow breathing, of course, is accompanying that, and that's not good.
Well, it's not even shallow, because if you say shallow, you think that you maybe are only breathing, you know, the top third of your lungs, but it's the diaphragm. So if you take in a small breath and you're using your diaphragm, the air gets circulated better down into the lower lobes of your lung.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a deep breath. It's a proper breath. So all these deep breathing kind of exercises that are very common today are not really helping the situation very much. Mm-hmm. So it's a smaller breath and a calmer breath.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Dr. Buteyko put this protocol together. He invented it, I guess. It's not really the right word, but he developed it for asthma. And His own personal experience with it was with his own high blood pressure, and he practiced this technique for himself and reduced his own blood pressure by breathing less. And the asthma piece of this has been pretty dramatic and helping people with their asthma.
And that might sound like a tall claim, you know, that the breathing could lower your blood pressure, but it totally makes sense because there's a linkage between breathing and the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system that regulates many things. It regulates the constriction of the tubules within your lungs. You know, when you're in a sympathetic state, there's a difference than you're in your parasympathetic state. And blood pressure similarly is governed by the autonomic nervous system. So, maybe that's a way to, I mean, certainly that's the basis of yoga and many relaxation practices that attempt to support physiological function of the body and help deal with things through the breath.
Yeah, exactly. Using this technique, there when you get kind of deep into it, you find that you are pretty much practicing or training as you would if you were in the mountains. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are using this technique to help in their training. We have a mountain climber client who added 500 feet, to his hour climb time.
Wow.
Just by keeping his mouth closed. And he's also been really, had made some dramatic changes in his mountain cycling times by just having his mouth closed. It's really just an amazing, simple, dimple, little change that you can make to help you be so much healthier.
Very good. So what about the people, the millions and millions of people who have clogged sinuses? You have some special insights into how to help them?
Yeah, Buteyko found that by doing a series of breath holds in a particular way, the sinuses kind of just open right up again.
It's like a reflex action. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly a reflex action. If you, we won't get into some of the finer details, but using the Buteyko technique, you can wake up in the morning with not a dry mouth, where you don't have to get up in the morning to, or in the middle of the night to take a drink and still have nasal patency where you can breathe freely through your nose all night long. So, it's a pretty nifty little way to go. With that technique comes the xylitol nasal spray.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, they
which
can
is, which
be
is something
separated,
I'm enamored of and I'm really excited to hear
crazy,
that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, because I've been using this stuff, for the last 5 or 8 years, and I use it for virtually every patient I have who has chronic sinus problems. And well, you go ahead and describe it. What does it do to the sinuses? Why is it beneficial?
Well, I don't know if I can do it in less than an hour. No. it's kind of like a magic sauce because it penetrates the mucus. So especially this time of year, we're in the north here in Sun Prairie, and you're in furnace land too at this time of year, right? The air is dry. The mucus that's supposed to collect up the dust in the air is slowing down because it's so, so dry in the environment. So now we have a way to penetrate that slowed down mucus and get it flowing again with the xylitol nasal spray. And once that's flowing, you're going to be healthier. Not only that, but xylitol has other magical principles it does. It acts on early colonizers of biofilm, and it works against some influenza type viruses to make it difficult for them to stick.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't stick onto the surfaces of the sinuses, you're going to be so much healthier because it's just going to go down the tubes and get taken care of. One of the basic principles, too, of Buteyko is to allow nitric oxide to build in the sinuses so you can breathe it in to your lungs. So once you get that mucus, flowing again, you have a better chance of increasing your nitric oxide from your sinuses as you're breathing through your nose.
Let me share a case with you, one among many, because, patients with chronic sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, they're helped by this. Just the other day, I felt, there's a lot of, mold in the air or something was causing my sinuses to be very clogged, or maybe it was the swimming I do. And, I have to confess, I get lazy about using my clear nasal spray. I don't use it regularly, but, I started having a lot of congestion. And, just 3-4 days of doing it 4 times a day, cleared it up. And I could have come down with a serious problem. With a patient recently, a patient came in with something called LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux, which is, it's not something that's helped by the usual treatment for GERD, acid reflux, because it's really not about acid. It's about something that's happening in the back of the throat. And among the things I suggested, Well, I actually didn't suggest a lot. I just said, look, while we're waiting for some test results for you on some allergies, we're going to give you some of this clear. So just use it. Come back. A few weeks, we'll discuss your case. And she came back and she said, for the first time in years, my LPR is clear because all that stuff comes from your nasal passages via gravity. It kind of settles in your throat and creates an uncomfortable sensation. And so that's the power of clear for a variety of conditions. It's amazing.
It really is amazing. And using it preventively in the morning and before you go to bed at night can really keep things moving and be helpful for you. If you have a cold, or if you have a kind of a sinus flare-up, you can use it as many times as you like. It's not like a medication where you have to, you know, watch the clock and make sure you don't use too much of it. You can use it constantly throughout the day. And if you use the xylitol nasal spray and gargle with a xylitol mouthwash, you'll get a little mist as those bubbles break in your throat. They'll come up into the sinuses from the back side.
And that's an interesting tip. I didn't realize that. I concentrate on the clear nasal spray. But also from your standpoint in dentistry, what does it do for the teeth and the gums?
Well, it gets rid of all of those bacteria that cause your teeth to break down and to accumulate to enough to start a periodontal infection.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes all of the bacteria very difficult to hang on. It makes it hard for them to stick. And it also decreases that biofilm that's created by those early colonizers. I think your audience is probably very well aware of how a biofilm can start and just hide, the bacteria hide inside of a film. And at a certain point, that's when all of those pathogenic bacteria start to accumulate into that film. So if we can keep that film from building up, we have much lower chance of these high-level bacterial infections starting.
Mm-hmm. And the biofilms occur in your nasal passages. They can occur in your gastrointestinal tract, but especially in the mouth and around the teeth and in the gums. If you want an illustration of what a biofilm is, when you wake up in the morning before you brush your teeth, just take your fingernail and scrape your front incisor. You'll get a little bit of a scum that forms on your fingernail. That is a biofilm. It's not just the bacteria themselves, but it's this matrix of polysaccharides that they exude to form a protective layer so that they can, you know, live in a happy structure.
A happy, safe environment, exactly. And that's a really good way to describe it because the dental biofilm is pretty similar to the sinus biofilm and the ear infection biofilm. Mm-hmm. So the xylitol is extremely effective at reducing all of that, all of it. It's just so crazy how that whole thing works just from this simple sweetener.
I have something here that's a dispatch hot off the presses of a medical journal, and you may have seen this already. So it's fascinating because it opens up a whole new perspective to the power of xylitol, you know, the key ingredient in clear. And it has to do with something that we're seeing more commonly. It used to be, when I began practice in the 1980s, when you saw a patient with mouth cancer, that patient was invariably a cigarette smoker or a cigar smoker, perhaps a pipe smoker, you know, almost 100%. That has changed in the modern era. What we're seeing now is people who have mouth cancer, and it's no longer due to smoking. They may never have smoked a cigarette in their lives or chewed tobacco. They have HPV. They have a sexually transmitted virus which causes mouth cancer, and it's increasing in prevalence. And it's very scary because who knew, you know, back in the 80s that oral sex was going to give people potentially fatal cancer. It's very scary. And so here's an article. Partial substitution of glucose with xylitol selectively inhibited the proliferation of oral cancer cells. Wow. They looked at oral squamous cell carcinoma, several strains of it, and they administered xylitol to these cells, and they found that exposing these cells to xylitol was beneficial in terms of its anti-cancer activity. Wow, that is huge.
Yeah, it's huge. The fingers of xylitol just keep penetrating into the health biosphere. So it works on the angiogenesis portion. And I came across the angiogenesis paper, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and I was shocked. I was like, this is crazy. How can people just not talk about xylitol and not know what it is? It's the answer to so many problems. If you can take all of your sucrose and swap out xylitol for it, you would be in heaven. You could be in heaven, especially after a week of getting used to it. But to use it for the airway, to use it for dental health, and to use it systemically as a prebiotic and for this anti-angiogenesis, where the cancer cells call for more blood supply, and that's called angiogenesis. Mm-hmm. And the xylitol interferes with that mechanism, so it's harder for that baby tumor to get nutrients. So it's a nuts way to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind, this happens more at surfaces, but, you know, let's say you have a deep-seated pancreatic cancer or something. We're not claiming that, you know, drinking xylitol is going to make your cancer go away. Because that's not how it works. It works more on surfaces. So, you know, where you might have a superficial cancer, ideally in the mouth, that might be a beneficial effect. I mean, it's an ancillary effect, but the primary effect, I think, is on the proliferation of bacteria. Okay, so give us a heads up on sources of this, because, you know, you go to the health food store, you go to the drugstore, and you'll see xylitol as an ingredient in some things. And what's your favorite source?
I like to go to clear.com for my xylitol products. It's all there. I don't have to sniff around. I don't have to figure out which one is going to be better for me. Clear has been an innovator in product and product design. They now even have a clear nasal spray with capsicum in it, which is the hot pepper spice that just blasts through anything.
Yeah, tell us about that, because that's kind of a new. When I went to a health expo, I guess it was last year because I didn't go to this one this year, they were talking about that was on the drawing board. So what's the benefit of that? I mean,
well, it's for one, surprisingly, that ingredient in hot pepper is anti-inflammatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't think so.
No, it seems to burn, but it's a burn that actually relieves inflammation, you know, ultimately. It's even been said, I mean, this sounds counterintuitive, that taking hot peppers helps to heal ulcers. I mean, that's, you know, backwards reasoning, but it actually, under experimental conditions, has been shown to be effective. So this is something that's part of the clear, they've added in one variant of the clear nasal spray, they put in some capsicum.
Yeah, it's called Clear Max.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't tried it yet, but what's that like? I mean, I guess you can be blowing your nose for a while. We get a lot of stuff out.
I made my son do it.
Okay.
So he uses it every morning, and his eyes water up. He doesn't have a big sinus infection either. It does burn a little bit, but if you can choose a non-drug answer to a big sinus flare up. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So
I have an idea for the next iteration of this. They should have a wasabi flavor clear, you know, like from the sushi restaurants. That would be the next.
There you go.
Do I get a percentage? I'll have to ask the guys at Clear.
I'll have to ask them. So yeah, it's a wonderful. I do see it though now at some of the major drug stores and stuff. So I'm seeing it in other locations. It's easier to find than ever before. The problem, I think, is that people will look at saline spray for, you know, one price.
Yeah, a lot of people say, yeah, why don't, I mean, The ENT or my primary care just told me to get some saline spray. They gave me some samples in the office. What's wrong with that? I mean, you know, it's the same thing, right? You moisten the nasal passages.
Well, saline is salt, so it's going to eventually dry. Xylitol has a property that brings water towards it. So if you're using it as a nasal spray, your sinuses are going to be moister throughout much longer period than you would with a saline spray. Saline spray doesn't do anything against bacteria. It doesn't do anything against H. influenza. It doesn't do anything for anything. It's not nearly what you're going to find in clear.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your practice and, you know, what it might entail to have a consultation. I mean, I really like rural America, but your practice is located in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, which is, I don't think that's on the outskirts of Milwaukee, is it? That's somewhere a little bit in the
It's on the outskirts
periphery.
Of Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. That's not exactly in the boonies. Okay. That's a big college town.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's say, I mean, hey, I'd love to go there, but let's say someone wants a consultation, wants to do it a little more economically. Is this actually this, you know, with the Buteyko breathing and all these measures to improve airway health, is this something that can be done remotely?
Oh, yeah. I see quite a number of patients remotely. We use the internet in a HIPAA-compliant way and a HIPAA-compliant platform, and I can see quite a bit just by using the webcam, or people can take photographs mm-hmm. of
So you
their
actually
mouth
do an evaluation.
Everything.
You can do an evaluation.
Yeah.
So you see the if a person has a narrow facial structure, or they don't have very patent airways, they fill out questionnaires and so on, you can make a determination
right.
of whether they're candidates for this intervention.
Yep, I'll send them a list of photographs to send me so that I can make sure I see up close, and a health history. So, and for the listeners of Intelligent Medicine, I'm offering a complimentary evaluation for people
Whoa.
If they'd like to call the office.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it's important to me that people breathe and that we get some of these problems under control.
I might send patients from my practice because it's a very specialized area. And, you offer a service that, you know, it's a dimension of care that I can recognize. Sometimes I can say, look, I have a feeling that you have an airway problem, but I really need a professional who's focused on that to make a proper determination and offer corrective interventions. So that might be something we'll avail ourselves of in my practice. But for our listeners, how does that work? I mean, how might they identify themselves and come forward?
If you're anxious, if you have sleep apnea, if you have problems with ADHD, if you have problems with sleeping, if you want to improve your daily performance, not just running, but if you have to wash the dishes and run up and down the stairs to do laundry, you want to do that better. And you want to do it without sinking into a chair at 6 o'clock at night. That's the kind of person that we're going to be seeing. Even athletes. So if you're looking to improve your tennis game or your running or any kind of other physical activity. I love cycling. So, I know a lot about that. So that's the kind of person that I'd like to see. Obviously if you have a sinus infection, we can at least take a look and see if you're suffering with sinus infection after sinus infection after sinus infection. That's problematic. I got a call this week from a first responder from 9/11.
Wow.
So I'm going to be
Those
doing her evaluation
trouble.
On yeah. Friday. Yeah, they all have breathing problems. I was mm-hmm. just reading about that last week, and
yeah,
here's
just,
I get a call.
You know, it was heartbreaking to see the way they courageously descended on the pile while the ruins of the World Trade Center were still smoldering. And I said, oh, this is tragic. This is going to be big trouble, because they put like surgical masks on, which were completely inadequate, and now they're suffering immense consequences, both in the lungs and the respiratory tract and, you know, throughout their bodies because of the toxins they inhaled.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. I'm very anxious to see how our evaluation goes on in a couple days. So that's how I do it. So feel free. So you can find out, you know, more and how to get in touch with us at primalair.com. And you can even order some of the Clear products from our website as well.
Indeed. Or you can go to www.clear.com. Remember, it's spelled X-L-E-A-R, which the X stands for the main ingredient, which is xylitol. Mm-hmm. And anything to add? Would you like to, did we miss anything in terms of discussing your practice or this approach?
I don't think so. We got the website in, and we got how to do a virtual appointment, so I think that was good. I think we got a lot of information about how to use Clear and how to use xylitol in health. Was there anything that you were hoping I would talk about?
No. I think we pretty much covered this subject. So thank you, Shirley Gutkowski, for joining us. She is the primary practitioner at Primal Air. PrimalAir.com is the website in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. And it's a, I think, a very, very important aspect of health that you're covering. So congratulations on your move from mainstream dentistry, which is important. You know, the mouth is important. It's the you know, key to oral health is the key to systemic health. But I think you've carved out a very, very important niche in the healthcare delivery system. So congratulations to you and all the best in continuing to delivering this innovative form of care.
Thank you so much. And thanks for letting me spread the word, because it's an important aspect that not a lot of people are aware of.
It's my pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.